This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's be honest for a few minutes, okay? So when you watch the Olympics, do you fantasize about you being an Olympian and getting a medal? Now, I know you guys are like, no, 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 I don't do it. Well, you do it. You do it. Or whether you watch football, or whether you watch baseball or sports or anything. Okay, do you fantasize about being an Olympian? Oh, I do. I have fantasized about being an Olympian since the 1994 Lillehammer, was it the Olympics with Oksana Bayul and Nancy Kerrigan? So my Olympic fantasy is me being a figure skater, which is very odd for me. And the reason why, I think, there's two reasons why. You might think, you know, of a reason, but there's actually a psychological reason. There's a psychological choice that comes into play when you're trying to determine, which sport you're choosing. So for me, I was watching the figure skaters and I'm thinking, okay, wow, you know, being able to not fall on your face on the ice and then doing things on the ice that nobody else does. See, if I won the Olympics as an ice skater, figure skater, it wouldn't be to a very slow, boring song. I mean, it would be to rock or something. And I would be doing moves and jumps that nobody else would have done. And they would have said, oh, my God, she's even out competing the men. You know, oh, my God, Dr. Dahlia. Right? I'm being honest. We're being honest about our fantasies right now, okay? And so I win the Olympics, and I've already talked about this, and of course I get the gold. In my fantasy, I'm not a bronze. I'm a gold, and I get the gold, and I'm up there, and I'm singing the Star Spangled Banner, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, Dr. Dahlia is the queen of ice, and she just, you know, wonderful. Even though I wasn't a doctor at the time, because in 94 I was in medical school. But still, to this day, I am an Olympian in my mind in the ice skating, in the figure skating. No, not couple skating. No. I couldn't, because if the guy messes up, then it's all me, and I'm in the center, you know, of the rink. So what does your choice in Olympic sport fantasy say about you? So if I had to psychoanalyze me, I would say somebody who has that fantasy about figure skating, one, wants to be a center of attention, right? Huh. Okay. Two, somebody who wants figure skating would be like, well, I want to be beautiful. I want to be dainty. I want to be agile, delicate. See, that's what I'm not. You know, don't think it's just because, well, you know, it's who you are. It's not always. You know, I don't think I've ever been, you know, the small, petite person. I'm not. You know, I wasn't, you know, I really kept my weight pretty good when I was younger, but I was 5'6" by the time I was 13. 5'6" was kind of tall for a girl at the time. You know, and so I want to be that delicate, you know, a very feminine, I wasn't very feminine, you know, so maybe that's why in my Olympic fantasy, I am that feminine, beautiful woman that people see. Alright, so what about you guys? Alright, slalom, okay, or just any, you know, ski or bobsled, okay, why would, if that's your fantasy, why would that be your fantasy? Maybe you love snow, maybe you love speed, maybe you want to be on that verge of falling or a cliff or you like the ups and downs of life where you fall, but then you catch yourself and pick yourself up. That could be the psychology behind that. A runner, you love speed. You love speed and you want to have control of your speed. You want to control your end result, your velocity. And I think somebody who fantasizes about being a runner, you know, is looking more from a psychological standpoint at, you know, I want to win this as, you know, you're winning this because you have that control. And maybe you're in a position where you just don't have that control, or you're being held back. And so you can't complete your goals or reach the success you want to because somebody's pulling you back. Yeah, I'm getting, I know, I could get pretty philosophical. I can. Okay, what about swimming? Somebody winning the Olympics and swimming. It could be, you know, they've been a Michael Phelps fan, right? Or it could also be that they know they need the strength. See, when I look at swimmers, I get exhausted. I could look at runners, and I'm like, I could do that, even though I can't. When I look at swimmers, I'm like, I can't do that. I'm going to be tired. And I have a lot of muscle. And so somebody maybe looking at swimming might be like, I want to be stronger. I want that muscle. I want that ability to, you know, be underwater. I want the extra weight of the water. So it's somebody that wants to have more obstacles or more challenges. And, you know, because it's one thing to run on track. It's another thing to race in water and have that resistance. So somebody who I think fantasizes about being a swimming Olympic swimmer, probably also fantasizes about having better grammar. So it's just someone that wants more obstacles and wants to show that they could battle anything. Let me see. I'm going to work on this dressage. Apparently dressage is where you're kind of on the horse, you know, like you're like, you know, the horse. I think those are people that want to look, if you're fantasizing about dressage, it's because you want to be looked upon as in a higher class, more elite, right, in a higher stature. If you are fantasizing about being a hammer thrower, right, or shot put, I think those people, they just want to throw something at somebody. They want people to fear them. And then gymnasts, you want people to be in awe, and you want to fly. You just want to soar. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a new variant. It's called the Columbia variant. I don't believe it's the Lambda variant. I think this is a completely new one. And we are going to see more variants, I think, emerge in South America and Central America, Mexico. We just have, I think, been really overwhelmed with the amount of variants there are. And the ones that hit the news are like the variants of concern, like the Delta, the Lambda, the Alpha, the Beta, the Gamma. Alpha originated in Kent, UK. Beta originated in South Africa, B below the equator. Gamma originated in Brazil. Think of the Rio Games, Gamma. D, Delta originated in India. Epsilon in California. Los Angeles, because everybody goes surfing, surfing USA. That one. Now everybody loves surfing, right? Everybody loves surfing. Epsilon. That's how I remember that one. So we'll keep you posted on this new Columbia variant that I believe has been picked up in Florida. So we'll keep you posted on that. So a very common question that keeps coming up, that's actually kept coming up since January, has been what role are the migrants playing in terms of the Delta variant? I will again say what I've been saying all along, stop the blame game. Okay, I don't want anybody blamed. I don't like it when I see the government start to blame. I'm tired of hearing people blaming, you know, the unvaccinated issues on Trumpers or on Facebook or on. There are so many factors to the Delta variant being with us, and there's so many factors that are contributing to people's hesitancy to vaccines that we really need to stop blaming one population. But that being said, the migrant issue can be a factor. So what data do we have? Well, you know, Axios wrote a piece on them, and multiple outlets have spoken about the vaccine hesitancy of migrants. And one report that came from an internal source said about 30% of migrants coming to the United States have been refusing the vaccine when offered. Many believe that's an underestimation. Not to mention, those are the ones that are coming to the gates, coming to the border. We don't know who's coming in and not wanting to get seen. You know, one concern that people have had with the U.S. government is the database they could be keeping on those who have been vaccinated. I know certain health districts are documenting, and I'm fine with it because I want, you know, I don't want anybody to question, you know, if we were vaccinated or not, especially since, gosh, you know, public officials are starting to get, you know, more and more hostile towards those who haven't been vaccinated. So I can say, look, the state has proof I'm vaccinated, okay? It's in your database, and leave me alone. But if somebody is coming to this country illegally and they're able to get through and not get caught, do you think they're going to want to walk up to a health district who's going to type them into the system, ask for an ID or whatever? And, you know, now, I'm sure there's some places that are giving a shot without an ID. But, you know, we all showed our ID when we gave the shot. So I really believe that 30% number is an underestimation. Now, we've been given figures that there have been at least 20,000 COVID-19 cases and 9 deaths among ICE detainees. This is according to agency data. There are currently more than 900 confirmed cases. Now, this was as of 2 weeks ago, so the number actually could be even higher. They said, one ICE official said immigrants have refused the shot for many of the same reasons as Americans are. So some of you are like, oh, well, Americans are refusing the shot because they're Trumpers. No, that's not the reason they're citing, okay? Well, Americans are refusing the shot because they listen to Fox News. No, that's not, no. They said it's fear of the unknown. All right, so I really hope we're moving on. I know we're not, because I see people online saying, oh, Fox News is like, what did Fox News say? What can you actually show me what Fox News actually said that was anti-vaccine? Well, they brought up the myocarditis. Well, that's all over the, so did NBC. It's all over the news. Yeah, I mean, if there is a news outlet that is a well-known large news outlet propagating, you know, any sort of false science, I really would like to know about it. But I'm not going to sit here and have people accuse these news outlets of saying things that they're not saying. Not going to happen. Not on my watch. So if you do have migrants coming to the border, we've been told at least 1 million have come to America that we know of. That we know of since January. All right? We also had people come, you know, last year too. 2020, you know, was riddled with the pandemic. So, you know, immigrants, people coming, visiting visas, you know, people coming in and out of the United States, yes, could contribute. But having large amounts of people that are bypassing normal immigration processes, you know, do start to raise some concern about what sort of public health threats. Now, I don't think about COVID when I think about migrants. You know, I think about tuberculosis. You know, I think about other illnesses that might be more endemic to some of the areas, you know, or small cities that they live in that could be coming. Remember we had this measles outbreak? This measles outbreak was in Disneyland area. I think they found that it started in Disneyland. And they blamed all the anti-vaxxers for a vaccine, for a measles outbreak that happened years ago in Disneyland. Well, it turned out that a bunch of people that got this measles outbreak were vaccinated. And then, again, the media covered it so poorly. And then we later came to find out that there was a group of out-of-country foreign visitors that came, and they believed that some of patient zero were them, where they might have had a different strain or variant of it, and that's why there was a small outbreak. Okay, I mean, you know, no need to get our panties all up in a bunch, but that's just what happens when we have people from, you know, foreign countries come into our area. They have the ability to bring newer pathogens. You know, we think we're in a bubble. We're not. But there is a sort of, you know, figurative bubble. And, you know, when we bring in these, you know, newer types of sort of bugs that may not be very common here, it could change things. So do I, quote unquote, blame the Delta surge on the migrants? No. And the reason why I don't blame it on them alone, and what is, I don't like to blame. I think blaming is stupid. But two is, it's because, you know, the Delta variant, remember, surged in India. It surged in the UK. It was only a matter of time that it came here. It's only a matter of time the Lambda variant starts to be more of a beast, or the Gamma variant, or now we have a Colombian variant. You know, but could they have participated in the spike? Absolutely. And so this is why I get so gosh darn mad when I see public officials want to target unvaccinated Las Vegans or unvaccinated San Diegans as the cause of the Delta spike. Everybody needs to just slow their roll. Okay? I mean, humans can only do so much. I mean, we saw restaurant owners just breaking down in tears, retail owners breaking down in tears on TV throughout this pandemic saying, what more do you want us to do? You're beating us. You're whipping us. We're doing the mask. We're doing the social distancing. We're cutting back hours. We're limiting customers. We're going broke. And you're still blaming us for the pandemic? Stop the blame. Okay? You can only whip and crack at somebody so long before they revolt. And there's going to be a revolt. You're already seeing it. You're hearing people say, fight, fight, fight. You're hearing people start to push back. Well, we wouldn't push back if the government was like, look, we understand there's a lot of factors leading to this. We're not blaming any particular person. We're not going to target any particular group. But that's not what they're saying. They want to target people that support Trump. They want to target people that are vaccine hesitant. So what does that mean? You're going to target the migrants? You're gonna not let them use public transportation? You're not gonna let them go to school? No. You know, cause, you know, public officials are thinking it's just Republicans, so it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to target or discriminate against anybody. And if we have people who are vaccine hesitant because they fear the unknown, they're not crazy. They're cautious. So there's other means to address that than threats. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans continue to pay more at the pump. That's according to AAA, who says the national average for a regular is up to $3.16 a gallon. That's 0.3 cents higher than yesterday. The CDC announcing new guidance on Tuesday, saying everyone should mask up in schools regardless of their vaccination status. Despite the new mask guidelines, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is endorsing a return to in-person learning for this upcoming school year. She also tells CBS This Morning, we do need to be careful when it comes to the Delta variant and children.
They tend to be more asymptomatic. They tend to have fewer symptoms. But I do want to emphasize that if you compare COVID deaths to children this year compared to flu deaths in prior years, it's about twofold more.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is in session this Wednesday, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that when it comes to the bipartisan infrastructure deal, the vote to proceed to debate could begin Wednesday night.
Senators continue to make good progress on both tracks of legislation. Members should be prepared to vote again on cloture on the motion to proceed to the bipartisan infrastructure bill as early as tonight.
The New York senator also telling everyone to be prepared to work weekends. The U.S. women's 3-on-3 basketball team is the first ever Olympic gold medal winner. They took down the Russian Olympic Committee 18-15 in today's final. Stephanie Dolson leading all scorers with 7 points and collecting a game-high 9 rebounds. The U.S. dropped just one game in the tournament to Japan in the final game of pool play. Earlier in the day, China took down France to win the bronze medal. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of you asked about what happened to that man that threatened to kill and rape and kill a woman in Las Vegas. And told her husband this over a video doorbell phone. So I looked it up. All right, so if you guys, I don't know if you remember the story, but I think it was last week, there was a man that walked up to a house in Las Vegas, and the doorbell video caught this on video. And when the woman didn't open the door, the husband, who I think was out of town, starts speaking to this guy that's, you know, in front of the door. And when the man asked him, you know, what are you doing here? He's like, I want to rape and kill the woman that lives here. Can you imagine? You're out of town and you see the person that wants to break in, and it's a big guy
who could break into the house. Just frightening. So he has been arrested. Christopher Sums, 40 years old. This is according to Fox 5 Local. Faces charges of aggravated stalking and attempting a residential burglary after video circulated around him knocking on the door and making threats. About 8:38 p.m. on July 21st, Las Vegas police received a suspicious person call. That's according to LVMPD, Las Vegas Metro Police Department officer Masai Alpara. And the video shows a man approaching the front door of her home. It was located near Las Vegas Boulevard in Charleston. And once at the door, he repeatedly asked, "Are you sure? I just have a couple questions for you." So she didn't want to open the door. Thank God she didn't. The woman said she did not interact with the man during the incident. According to an arrest report, the woman said she believes some saw her through a window in her kitchen before knocking on the door. The woman told police she was able to call her husband from inside the home and alert him to the incident. "Look, I'm glad her husband was picking up. You know how many times I call my husband and he doesn't pick up? I have a lot of guy friends, and my husband knows I'm then calling my friends. I mean, we have lieutenant husbands. Okay, all they are there for if I have a question about plumbing or a scorpion in the house. If I can't get a hold of my husband, I have a slew of guy friends I could call. And they'll come with their guns and all that. And my husband's okay with it because he's like, protect my wife. I'm good with that. So luckily, her husband actually answered the phone. And, great husband. This is, that's fantastic. So the husband used the intercom system to ask the man's identity while he was walking away from the door. He said, "Who are you?" "Oh, if the guy was walking away from the door, let him go. See ya." But anyway, the man looks into the camera and responds that he's looking for the woman inside and advises that he's going to rape her and kill her. He then repeats the threat and tells the woman's husband he has a knife and a gun. Look at the, these are the people that are, in our neighborhood. These are the people in our neighborhood. Yeah, this is just frightening. This is in my backyard. This is, this isn't supposed to happen in Vegas. Las Vegas Boulevard in Charleston, it's near the Pawn Star Shop. I mean, I've been there multiple times. It's not a bad area. It's just sad. So, the guy walks away from the residence, mutters incoherent thoughts to himself, and then he was arrested by Deputy City Marshal. Police said Sums wouldn't initially give his identity, and he was booked into jail as a John Doe. And then, according to an arrest report, he identified himself as the Holy Spirit. I don't believe the Holy Spirit walks around and threatens to rape and kill. So, that to me would have been a red flag that he's lying. Jail records show that he was wanted on a warrant out of another state. According to a second arrest report, he was wanted on a warrant out of L.A. County, California. The report didn't detail what Sums was wanted for. Well, L.A. County has a mask mandate, so maybe it had to do with that. I don't know. St. Louis County Sheriff's Office in Minnesota also issued a warrant for Sums on October 9, 2020 for a violation of probation. He was previously arrested in Minnesota for two assault charges, one of which was a felony, according to warrant records. According to court records, Sums was not present during a hearing on July 23rd. In that hearing, he was denied bail. He apparently refused to be transported to court Tuesday. Well, he's set to go back. So I guess he wanted to stay in jail. Again, mental illness. These examples of mental illness and people out there that want to rape and kill. It's very, very frightening. And my concern is multiple arrests, multiple issues, and he's going from state to state, getting into more trouble. Our crime problem is very dependent on our mental illness problem and what we do with people when we first arrest them. And I think we could all agree that our system is overwhelmed. We are seeing signs of an overwhelmed system. And that's sadly why we're having so many issues we have right now and people calling for police reform or defunding the police. Although, I think in Seattle, they've asked for more cops.
I think they are having such an uptick in crime. But there are, I mean, when people say, look, I can't call the police because they can't do anything or they won't do anything. They can't. I mean, you know, they're understaffed. They're underfunded, which is why it was so ridiculous to call for defunding the police. If there are horrible things that are happening to people in custody, there has to be reform. I think we could all agree that there has to be some reform measures, and many reform measures mean, right, higher tech. Right, more support, more officers, more, you know, mental health support, you know, more programs where, you know, people after a first offense can, you know, go through, you know, a rehab program. So it's very, very frustrating because I just see it getting worse. And for, you know, when I was younger, I think it was my brother, you know, looked at police officers and, you know, he was fascinated by it. Even I was even thinking about being a cop. But because I wanted to be a doctor, I was like, well, I can't do both. But I just loved police officers, and I'm looking at it going, that's the coolest job. It's the average kid right now is looking at what's happening to the police. You know, and we had Shane McAnonis get shot in the head here in Las Vegas, you know, during a BLM riot. I think it was just a protest. I don't even think it went to riot stage, and somebody shot the police officer in the head. The average kid is going, I don't want to be a cop. In Seattle, Mayor Jenny Durkan said the city is on path to losing 300 officers. More than 20% of the officers quit after the city council slashed the budget. Police department saw about 70% reduction of funds. So kids looking at this, they're not like, oh man, I want to be a hero. I want to be, you know, policemen and policewomen aren't idolized anymore. They're targeted. So if we're not going to have people that want to sacrifice their safety for others, we're going to have a huge problem. I don't really see recruitment, I mean, skyrocketing at this point. And here's somebody who has had multiple arrests and released and out there. And somebody who's actually admitting that they want to rape and kill is probably going to do that. So I don't know what the answer is. But we've been kind of doing the opposite. We're like, you know what, well, let's release them. No sense keeping people in jail. For like fines, like, you know, having, you know, a few ounces of marijuana, what are we jailing them for? It's marijuana. But anybody who has a violent past, we really need to rethink our approach. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll keep her anonymous because she didn't say if I could read this on air. But she writes, another goodie coming around the corner is price controls. Those are always a part of that, those are always a pet move for those wishing to dominate, and as with face coverings, are not effective for claimed intent and are harmful. I hope you could talk about how price controls, when they come, will harm public health, causing severe shortages as they did during the 1970s. Please take care with love. All right. Thank you so much. And again, I didn't mention your name just because I know that don't know if I got permission to use your name. So, you know, this is interesting. What is going to happen next
in terms of the government and with the White House and the Federal Reserve, and then, you know, in terms of, you know, price fixing and inflation and shrinkflation. Everybody is trying to say that this trend is transitory. They don't want investors freaking out. They don't want, they're saying this is just temporary. Everybody's going to get the vaccine. Well, that's what they said, you know, months ago when the economy, you know, was not, you know, coming back to the degree we needed it to be. And we started to see things raise in prices and all that. And I agree we have a problem. And that, and I agree that it is going to be a public health threat, because once you start to pinch people more, they hoard, right? You know, and they get angry, and they, you know, fail to pay their bills, and then they become homeless. And it is a definite public health threat. And so that's why we talk about the economy a lot. And, you know, I understand I'm not an economist. I'm a doctor, you know, business owner, mom, American. But I possess a certain amount of common sense. I think a lot of us do. And so when you have President Biden telling people who are struggling getting employees during the labor shortage to pay people more, and, you know, he thinks he's going to get applause across the country, and yes, in one respect, you know, if they're going to make more money with extra unemployment benefits, you're going to have to pay them above what the government is paying them to stay home. Yeah, we get that. It's a crappy situation business owners are in. But anybody saying that needs to understand, and Biden should, with his 37-plus political history, that if you tell business owners to show out more money, they pass it on to people. And we're already having shortages in terms of food, in terms of supply. Look at what happened with pool chlorine. When companies go out of business, when companies just can't do it, and they can't get people to come to work, they close. When they close, then there's less access to product. When there's less access to product, there's less product, and supply does not meet demand, and so prices go up. So winning bidder gets the milk, gets the bread, gets the... So, you know, I don't know, per se, what role the government would take, and if price fixing would come next. I don't know. But it seems to me that they just keep, you know, stepping on their own feet as they're trying to, you know, be woke and be progressive and show they are there for the average person. You know, raising minimum wage is understandable. You know, wanting people to make more money from their employers is a beautiful thing. I don't think any of us could disagree that, you know, workers do many times deserve, you know, to get paid more than $7.25 an hour. That's, I don't really think that's a big debatable point. But the way that gets rolled out, when you have employers who are so screwed right now, and nobody is helping them in terms of relieving the extra unemployment incentive, that, you know, it's going to turn around and hurt people. I mean, somebody making $15 an hour from $7 an hour is fantastic initially. But what happens when they are paying now double at the gas tank to get to that job? What happens when the rent is going up, and rents are going up? What happens when the $100 in groceries that used to feed their family for a few days now is barely covering it? What happens when they go to the store and there's not the meat, or they're limited to only, well, you can only buy this, you know, one package per family? Right? Then those prices go up. So the, you know, if you really want to help America, don't let inflation happen. Economist Stephanie Roth, she's a senior markets economist at J.P. Morgan Private Bank, said it still screams transitory to us. If we're wrong, it could shorten the economic cycle that we're in. So What CNN Business is discussing is how the feds would probably cool inflation off by swiftly raising interest rates. Higher borrowing costs could slow the recovery, possibly derail it. Higher inflation and higher rates would make it harder for Joe Biden to do the infrastructure and social safety net programs, which cost more than $4 trillion. So according to Peter Buchvar, chief investment officer of Blinky Advisory Group, he says the Fed has played a game of chicken that they're going to lose. They say, I think the Fed will be wrong on inflation being temporary. He said the Fed should move soon to exit its emergency stance because waiting too long will make it much harder to ease inflation without slowing the economy. They don't want to play catch-up. So what should government be doing? Well, you know, I think what, you know, I'm not here to advise people on interest rates and all that. I'm here to advise what would be best for public health, all right? And I think the government needs to kind of have a sit down with the American people and say, look, you know, I know you guys are going to be mad that we did mask mandates and we did lockdowns. All right, just get it out of your system. Yell at us now. Okay, we probably screwed up. This wasn't, you know, 14 days to flatten the curve. And we understand that you threaten people to not work, you know, and you force businesses to close. It could take a decade plus to recover. All right, we might have overstretched. Let's work to fix this. Let's get people back at work. You have to show a proper amount of evidence that you can't get a job in order to get unemployment. If you're disabled, then you get disability. But if you are choosing to not work, you don't get unemployment. That's the way it was. You couldn't get unemployment if there were jobs out there. I mean, that, you know, unemployment is for people that just can't get a job. Like what happened during the 70s. What happened, you know, during the Great Recession. What happened when, you know, public officials closed businesses down. That's why we needed unemployment and maybe some extra boost. But there are jobs out there. And when it comes to COVID, they need to have a heart-to-heart saying, guys, okay, we have a deadly virus out there. We have a free vaccine for you guys. We'll offer you N95 respirator masks. None of this BS. They really should be spending some of that money on the N95 respirators. If you want it, you can access the masks. You have the vaccine. But get back to life and get back to living. That's really what the government needs to do. Because this virus isn't going away. You can't lock people up. You can't keep kids out of school. We have a nasty virus. And sadly, people are going to die. People were dying locked up. People were dying masked and with businesses closed. So, you know, the government's going to have a heart-to-heart. But if they still pretend like they could control this virus, we're not going to be able to economically rebound. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.